Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
So here we are. We had bought this house. The market tanks. My job situation, the financial services, you know, industry changes very quickly. My company changed quickly. The compensation changed really quickly. Everything, it was like just came together at the wrong time. And I remember thinking, oh my God, what do we do? And it was a really, really tough time.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. I just felt like saying it a little bit funnier today. Today I'm joined by John Larita. For 20 plus years, John's been leading organizations in the financial services industry. John has developed a reputation as a turnaround expert by showing struggling offices how they can go from the bottom to the top of their company or industry. He currently speaks on stages worldwide on the topic of leadership, but he also convinced himself to purchase a home way out of his original price range. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. John Larita, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
You got it, Alex.
Perfect. So let's talk about you overbuying a home at the wrong time. How did this decision come about and what ultimately went wrong?
Well, you know, I think people can look back and they can think of different decisions that they've made that were a disaster. Sometimes they're financial, sometimes they're relationship, sometimes they're career, sometimes they're other personal. And I've made a lot of bad decisions, as we all have. This was one big major doozy. You know, and I was at a time in my life where everything was going great. You ever have that time where everything kind of lines up perfectly well? And my career was skyrocketing. I was at a peak. I mean, I had moved up several times in a quick period of time. I had just been promoted to run the largest office in the country, which was in Boston. So I was new to Boston. What a phenomenal city. And I was married at the time, and we were looking at real estate, trying to figure out what we're gonna buy. And the prices up in Boston are high, no doubt, relative to the rest of the country. So immediately you're kind of at a little bit of a different price point for what you might be used to. But, you know, my career was just on this great trajectory and everything was going well. This was actually in 2007. So things were going great. Financial services industry was great. My life in general was really going awesome. And my confidence was super high. I'm like, okay, as good as things are now, they're just going to keep getting better and better and better. My job is going to get better and better. The market's going to get better and better. The financial services industry is going to get better and better and better. So, you know, I started at one price point for a house and then it kept creeping up and creeping up. And my wife and I were looking at different places and, you know, got enticed for bigger and bigger and bigger. And it was like, hey, you know what? This is where I'm going to keep burning this crazy money. It's going to keep growing. And my income has doubled over the last 3 years. It's going to double in the next 3 years and then some and more so. And so suddenly we found ourselves building a home, a beautiful home, something like a 6,000 square foot home in a very affluent area of Boston, spending, you know, almost a couple million bucks on this place. I mean, it was just well above what we were originally thinking was like, you know, 700,000-800,000. I mean, it was like one of those. It was really like double what we were thinking, more than that. And we took a bunch of money, put it into it, and really built a fantastic home. Well, that was in late 2007, or I think it was fall of 2007. And wouldn't you know it, in 2008, was just the whole collapse of the mortgage industry, the real estate, I mean, the economy. I mean, it just, everything, it was like the perfect storm. So here we are, we had bought this house, the market tanks, my job situation, the financial services, you know, industry changes very quickly. My company changed quickly. The compensation changed really quickly. Everything, it was like just came together at the wrong time. And I remember thinking, oh my God, what do we do? And it was painful because it was probably a period of time of a couple of years. You know, I had at that time gone through a divorce as well. So that compounded it. And it was a really, really tough time where you don't need, we got enough tough things going on. And then you have financial issues that are, you know, with a house that you're trying to carry. That's like, oh, it's just weighing on you trying to sell it. It was like, you know, it was painful. I mean, it really was, because when we ultimately sold it, it was the most painful loss financially, because, and we lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was just crazy. So what I realized from that is, it was a dumb decision at that time. Anytime you make decisions where you have emotions tied in and brought into those decisions, you're apt to make bad decisions. And it doesn't matter if they're negative emotions or positive emotions. If you're at an elevated emotional state, people typically make bad decisions. If you're angry, frustrated, depressed, those are negative emotions, you're probably going to make bad decisions. In my case, I was confident, overconfident, elated, euphoric. I mean, I was just so super hyper optimistic. And it led me to make a really, really bad, costly decision. And I talk to people about that all the time, because, you know, that's one of the critical things. How often has somebody sent an email that they wish they could take back because they sent it when they were angry? You know, it's like we look back at those decisions and we're like, why did we do that? You know, for me, granted, very few people could have predicted what was going to happen, but I let my emotions get the best of me. And I look back now, and that was a painful lesson in that, one that I'll obviously never forget. But it's also helped me, I think, now make better decisions and be able to reflect back on that. Everybody's got a bad one. So that was my, you know, broken bolt moment.
I'm impressed by your gratitude for that moment, because hundreds of thousands of dollars in loss, that is a lot of money. And so, you know, obviously you're making decisions a little bit more carefully now. But looking back on that, what is it that you do now specifically to kind of let yourself cool down, get out of that emotion, and then make those important decisions?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've become really, and I think you and everybody can be, you need to work at it sometimes, become more self-aware. So I can very easily now understand what emotions I'm feeling and what the thoughts are that are in my head. And I can very quickly say, okay, I'm at an emotional state. I'm not thinking clearly because of that. So that ability itself is critical and has helped me dramatically. So I coach people on that. And how do you actually identify your feelings and become more conscious and self-aware? How do you identify your self-talk and listen to it and understand what's going through your mind? Because it's kind of like, if you've ever been, you know, thinking about something that's just really random, you're thinking about, you know, a purple sailboat, and you're like, how did I get thinking about a purple sailboat? And then you kind of trace it back in your mind. You're like, oh, I was thinking about, you know, a purple thing, whatever. And before that, I was thinking about this. And before that, I was thinking about this. And suddenly you trace it back. You're like, oh, okay. I didn't even realize my thoughts were going in that direction. There's an example. Sometimes we're not conscious of it. But if we think about it and pay attention to it, yeah, okay, we can actually hear what we're saying. We can identify our emotions. And when you can do that, you are more than halfway there to being able to make the right decisions, better decisions.
I like that, being self-aware. I think that's such an important skill. Is there any specific practice that you use yourself to trace back those thoughts? Is there something you do regularly, or is it just something you've kind of figured out for yourself?
You know, sometimes I'll write them down. I'll write down what I am saying to myself. So if I am, if there's something that I want to do or feel like I need to do from a business standpoint, and I'm not doing it, then there's something that's going on in my head that's preventing me from doing it. So I'll actually just write down, okay, what am I actually saying to myself when I think about making this phone call to this, you know, big client or prospect or whatnot, and I'm not doing it? What am I saying to myself? What picture am I visualizing that's causing this negative reaction for me not to want to do it? And usually that will help me. I think that's an easy step, but also just to start to pay attention and start to think about and listen to that voice in their head, you know, when they're making decisions or feeling an urge to do something. Okay, what is it? What are you saying to yourself? What picture are you creating in your mind that's leading you to do something, not only not to do something, but to do something? And you get good at it and you get really good at kind of understanding what is going on up here.
I like that. I think writing it down, for me, I'm a big journal writer, and I know journal writing really gets me thinking about what's going on in my head. So I think just writing it down is excellent advice. Now that you're doing this, you're kind of coming to a little bit more self-awareness. What is it that you're doing? What is working for you, and where can people find you?
Sure. So I do executive coaching. I do consulting. I work with leaders primarily on helping them become better leaders in their organizations as well. I do a lot of public speaking now, a lot of virtual stuff. I have a book coming out called Tomorrow's Leader, and I do a podcast called Tomorrow's Leader as well. So three times a week, you can catch my episodes. So they can subscribe normal podcast platforms as well as YouTube. And they can find me at my website, which is lauritogroup.com, LauritoGroup.com.
Fantastic. Well, John, thank you once again for joining me.
Yeah, my pleasure, Alex.
And thank you for listening. I like how John talks about becoming self-aware and talking yourself through these big decisions and kind of taking some of that emotion out of it. I like the idea of writing ourselves through big decisions, and it's actually something I have been doing for years. Huge help. It can help us take a step back and really figure out what's going on inside our heads. Special thank you to John for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work. I've linked it all down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy inside and helps other people to find us. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.